Today is Thursday, November 5th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Day two of America Presidential Watch 2020. Lots of lawsuits filed, ladies and gentlemen, and we still don't know who the president will be. And we have a confident Joe Biden who says, I'm confident I will be president when the vote counting is done. And we have a current president who is absolutely sure that everything has been rigged by the libs. And he's taking a couple of states to court. This is wrong. I'm summing this up. This is not exactly right. But he's basically trying to get a couple of states to stop counting votes. And trying to get a couple of states to continue counting votes based on whether he's ahead or not in those particular states. At least that's what it seems like. And we have a relevant voicemail here. So I'm going to go ahead and play this voicemail and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah. Hi, Adam. It's RT Cruiser just ringing to ask, what the hell are you guys doing over there? You're driving me insane. Shit or get off the pot. Just give me a president and let me know when it's safe to come over. Okay, bye.
Well, thank you. I haven't heard from you, RT Cruiser. At least now I know you still listen. Hey, also, call more often. I love getting calls from RT Cruiser. Read a recipe, whatever. I love having you call. But, well, I'm no political pundit, RT Cruiser. And Daniel, my co-host on Mix Minus, is probably much more politically knowledgeable than I am. But what I will say is, first of all, if you in a foreign country are stressed out and annoyed and feeling on edge, and I'm putting all these emotions on you, I have no idea if that's how you're feeling. But if you're feeling impatient, let's just put it that way, imagine how us in the United States are feeling right now. Especially of those of us who actually want a president who behaves like a president. So what we're doing, and I'm sure you really don't want me to answer this, but hey, I don't have a lot of content, so might as well. A lot of the states, first of all, every state has different rules about voting and when they start counting, how they count. whether they use an electronic ballot or whether they use paper or whatever. And so they all have different rules. And some states could not start counting the mail-in ballots until election day. And some states also have rules that they allow a postmarked ballot as long as it arrives within a certain amount of days of the election, those get counted. We also have military mail-in and all this other stuff. I mean, we have all these ways of voting. And depending on what state you're in, there are different things allowed. So what has happened, that on top of the fact that we had COVID and a lot more people did mail-in ballots than showed up, either mail-in or early voting than showed up on the day. And the spread of the fact that they think that more of the people who showed up on election day and voted in person were Trump supporters, and more of the mail-in ballots and early voting were Biden supporters. Based on all those facts and the fact that Arizona and Nevada seem to be the slowest, and Pennsylvania seem to be the slowest damn vote counting states I've ever seen in my life, we're still waiting on vote counts to come in. So that's what we're doing. So there, most of them are counting the mail-in. Most of the states that we're still waiting on are now counting mail-in votes. And they do the ones, I think even the order is different depending on what state you're in. But from what I've heard, they did a lot of them did the day and date votes first, and most a lot of those skewed towards Biden, and then they started counting the early in mail-in votes. Now, some states are allowed to count early. So if you vote early, they can count you early. And those states, for the most part, have their results already. And so anyway, that's what you're seeing. And there's all kinds of other stuff. The votes have to be certified, and they have, I don't know the rules, but apparently they have people from both sides in there making sure the counts are correct, and they can protest and say, oh, that one doesn't look like it was filled out correctly. So there's all these ways that they can hold it up. And it's crazy. It's crazy. But that's what we're doing. We're just waiting on states to finish voting. And they make all these projections of who won the state. The news networks do based on, I don't know, like math, I guess. They say based on the number of votes that are left out there that we haven't counted yet, we feel confident that this person has won. But we probably won't know 100% sure for at least another week. But they're saying that Pennsylvania may finish tonight. And if they finish tonight, and Biden wins Pennsylvania, then we will be 98% sure that Biden is going to be the next president. So maybe by the weekend, we'll have a very good idea. But I'm with you. Ugh. It's taking too long, for sure. And it's so funny. You guys, like, I don't want, I know I've been all week, these have all been political, but literally nothing has happened other than me like refreshing the election results all night long. But it's so weird. I can't think of a good word for it, but it's so weird that Trump and his supporters in Nevada and Arizona, where Biden still has a lead, they're protesting and saying, count the votes, count the votes, count the votes. And Trump is, you know, they've never said they're going to stop counting the votes. They're going to count all the votes. They don't need protesters out there telling them to count the votes. And then in Pennsylvania, where Trump is currently in the lead, but the gap is shrinking and Biden is making more and more headway in Pennsylvania, and they're predicting that he may overtake Trump. He's filing lawsuits, and there are all these protesters in Pennsylvania chanting, stop the vote. So, depending on the state, whether it's currently trending Biden or Trump, Trump and his supporters are saying either stop counting or keep counting. So, it's like, it's so weird. It is so weird. And how it is not. How it's lost on those people the hypocrisy of what they're doing, and maybe it's not. I mean, maybe it's not lost on them. Maybe they know absolutely what they're doing and they don't care. They just want Trump to win, even if they have to lie, cheat, steal, whatever. And I know Republicans say the same thing about Democrats, and I'm an independent who skews liberal, but I don't know. In this instance, Republicans are just wrong, in my opinion. And so, yeah, so that's that. All right, so nothing really happened. Again, I know I keep saying this. We were going to start working out this week, but we didn't because stress. And I also haven't cooked all week because stress. And anytime I get stressed, it's an excuse to not cook and go buy fast food. So last night we went to Wendy's and I had the Pretzel Pub Bacon Burger that has beer cheese on it. And I only had a single. So look, I mean, I didn't have a double. So there's that. And I had a baked potato instead of fries. So that was a little bit healthier. I actually missed having a baked potato every now and again. I haven't had a baked potato in a long time. And I like to put the butter and the sour cream on it and then put a ton of garlic. This is going to sound weird, okay? I admit it. It's going to sound weird, but unless you've tried it, you don't know how good it is. I put a ton of garlic powder on it, salt, pepper, and sometimes I even put onion powder, like various herbs. herbs? Is that what we say in the U.S.? I can't remember. Herbs and spices. And so last night I just put garlic powder, salt and pepper, and sour cream and butter. And I mix that up really good. And I eat the skin as well because it's good for you and I like it. And yeah, so I had that in a huge Mellow Yellow Zero. I really like Mellow Yellow, but I don't usually buy it. It's hard to find Mellow Yellow Zero at the store, but normally you only find that in fountain drinks. Like in Wendy's has those fountain drink machines that are freestyle, I think is what they call them, where they have all the various different syrups, all from Coke, and you can mix and match. So you can make a Mellow Yellow Zero. But generally, I can't find it in the store. So that's why I buy Diet Mountain Dew. Because I like both of them. But I like Mellow Yellow better, actually. We finished the Queen's Gambit, which was so good. Oh my gosh. It's such a good show. You guys need to go immediately to Netflix and watch Queen's Gambit. It was so good. I can't recommend it enough. It makes me want to start playing chess, but I feel like you have to be super smart to be good at chess. You have to be able to memorize. First of all, I don't even know how to describe it, but how do you, in your mind, map out multiple moves ahead to figure out what's going to happen? I don't know that I could even, maybe it's a learned skill, but if I'm looking at a board with a bunch of squares on it and I'm trying to map out, okay, if I make this move, then they're going to make this other move. Then I'm going to make this other move. Then they're going to make this other move. And you're trying to map out so many like moves ahead for this strategy. I just don't know how you get that good at chess. And there are all these different patterns and combinations. But it seems very interesting. That and pottery. When I retire, because I just don't have enough time right now. But when I retire and I'm not working all day long every day, maybe I'm going to also take up pottery and chess. Maybe I'll make a chess set in pottery, in clay. Ugh, I'm burping. That was chips and salsa. Anyway, that's about all we did. We also watched, I don't know, Match Game last night or something like that, but that's beside the point. And today, my new boss is so wishy-washy. We've been working on slides for 3 weeks, and every single time we think we know what he wants, he changes his mind, and he did it again today. It's horrible. I hate it. Ugh. I hope it's not conducive of how he's going to be forever. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.